It's Amelia Curran, and I am the Knight, 106.5 Mountain FM, Canmore Folk Music Festival Takeover. It is coming up here August 1st through 3rd, once again, in Centennial Park. We have Artistic Director Sue Panning joining us on the program. It's obviously about the music and about some of the other special events that take place. On the festival grounds, though, there's a lot of other stuff to do, isn't there?
That's right. We have a great big artisan village with lots of different vendors that have everything from handcrafted musical instruments to jewelry to clothing to lotions and whatnot. It's a really fun place, and a lot of people really enjoy that, and actually lots of people come away with a whole new wardrobe after the festival. We also have a food area with different food concessions.
Yeah, we don't really have a proper food truck festival in Canmore, so I think the Canmore Folk Music Festival is sort of our secondary food truck festival.
That's right. And it offers a whole variety of different things to choose from. So that's really fun, too. Mm-hmm. We have a great family area. We have stilt walkers, the Green Fools are kind of a tradition for the festival. We have a craft tent area run by a group called Zuma, so they'll be making some instruments with kids and doing some crafts. We have some local storytellers that have written some books. And we also have the Kananaskis interpreters. We'll have a table with some different things, animal pelts and whatnot to learn about the animals in the area. And we have a misting tent. And of course, there's the climbing wall, which is there usually every year, and the two big playgrounds. So it's a really nice place for families to come. The parents can listen to the music, even if they're there supervising at the playground, you still hear it. It's so nice and small.
Yeah, that's what I love about the Canmore Folk Fest. You always see so many kids running around everywhere, and all these families just really enjoying a great August-long weekend.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a big field in between two of the stages, and you often see kids running around and throwing frisbees and whatnot. It's such a really cool feeling. It's a great place.
I think it's a cool musical education for some of the young kids too.
That's right. Yeah, we have some really interesting bands coming. There's one band coming from China. They're based some in Beijing and some are from Mongolia, and they have really wild costumes. So they have these folk instruments, but then also play electric instruments, and it's a blend of that. We have them doing our Sunday night dance set. So they've played all over the world, and they have people up dancing going wild. And then they also do sort of quieter folk acoustic things, so we'll have a separate concert there. So I think the kids will find that really interesting with their costumes.
Yeah, and that's another thing about the Canmore Folk Fest lineup is the diversity of it. I mean, you get people from all over the world, all different sort of sub-genres of folk, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. And we do have sort of an eclectic mix of music. So we'll have some folk that's traditional, some that's sort of new, maybe edgy folk, alt country. We have some blues, we have some bluegrass, sort of a real nice mix. And we also like to bring people from across Canada. It is the Heritage Day, is where it started, Heritage Day Folk Festival. And it's to represent artists from across Canada. So we have some coming from the East Coast, some coming from the West Coast and in between. And then we also have some international artists. So we have, like I say, someone coming, a group coming from China, another group coming from South Africa, the Oyster Band's coming from England, they're a festival favorite, and then also a young man from South Africa. So it's a real diverse blend of music.
So tell us about this next artist we're going to be playing here. I don't know if I can pronounce it properly.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can either, but I believe it's Cecile Dokinge, and she's from Cameroon originally, and she's living in Montreal now, and she's a blues artist, this very soulful blues, and I first heard of her from the artistic director from Regina, Sandra Boutel, and I was listening to her and really thought this would be a really cool artist to bring to Canmore. So I think we have a track set up, Little Bit, I think it's called.
Yeah, Cecile Dokinge, Little Bit. It's going to come up right after the break here.